One of the persistently difficult tasks for the Social Security Administration has been determining whether people are entitled to disability benefits. At the behest of the Government Accountability Office, SSA commissioned a study by the National Academy. Its purpose, to determine whether heavy use of the medical system was a reliable indicator of whether someone is disabled. For what they found out, study chairman Dan Blazer, professor emeritus of psychiatry and behavior sciences at Duke University. Professor Blazer, good to have you on.
It's good to be here.
What did you find, mainly, with respect to whether, if someone uses the doctors and hospitals a lot, they might be disabled?
Well, the Social Security Administration asked us to do a somewhat more broad task. And so we basically have two big findings. The first big finding relates to the first question that they ask us in general, which is, can you describe the healthcare system within the United States at the present time? And the answer to that is, it is a very fluid, a very complex, quite varied system, and therefore factors that lead to utilization. This could be hospitalizations, it could be emergency room visits, it could be outpatient visits, et cetera, can vary geographically. They vary by race, they vary by sex, they vary by the disease that an individual has, et cetera. And so there's a lot of variation in the system, and it's a moving system. The second finding we had was that there certainly is a correlation between healthcare utilization, and we were asked specifically about healthcare utilization in general, and the Social Security disability determinations. And we found we found the assumption, and I think we had some data to support this, that there certainly is a correlation. However, we did not find any specific marker that suggested for any of the disease categories that using this particular marker was a good marker for determining Social Security disability, which basically means the inability for an individual to work. It's kind of interesting to note that there have been many, many studies that look at disease and disability, or disease and difficulty with different types of functions, but there's relatively few studies that look specifically at disease and ability to work. It's sort of surprising that we don't have more of those, but there are certainly some out there. But in terms of sort of the weight of the number of studies and the quality of the studies that we have, many more relate just to overall function,
sure,
rather than specifically whether you can work or not.
And was Social Security using those markers in its determinations?
They were not, and they probably should not have been, because if they're not specific, then it would be difficult to say exactly how you could use them. The listings actually say you need to have this particular criteria in order to add to the other criteria that are in that particular listing in order to qualify for disability. So our conclusion was that they used this one that I may have mentioned to you before, which is basically hospitalization, and it's a specific definition of how they use hospitalization, but it's the same definition across six different disease categories. That particular classification is not one that we felt could be substantiated as a clear marker. In other words, if you're above that mark, you clearly cannot work. If you're below that mark, you clearly can work. So as we were looking at this, we said this is really not an area that you can get down to an exact science in some terms of predicting which kind of utilization individuals might use, or multiple utilizations, and how that specifically relates to whether individuals can work or not.
We're speaking with Dan Blazer, professor emeritus of psychiatry and behavior sciences at Duke University. And so what does this mean for Social Security? What does it indicate they might have to do differently, or maybe not do, that they were thinking of doing?
Well, I think that Social Security goes through a process continually of looking at these listings, updating the listings so that they can make the best determination possible. I think Social Security very much would like to have criteria that could be used by their raters to determine disability at that level when the raters are actually looking at it, rather than having this move forward to litigation, not litigation specifically, but challenging that and then going through the process of eventually determining whether an individual receives disability or not, often through the courts. So I think what this says from our perspective is that they need to take a step back. They need to really take a look at the complexity of the healthcare system today, the changing aspects of that system, the fact that it's going to be difficult to predict. Certain types of treatments are moving, obviously, from hospitalization much more to outpatients. People are staying in the hospital for much shorter periods of time. I just visited a woman this morning in the hospital, a neighbor. She had a knee replacement yesterday. She's going home today. That would have been unheard of 15 years ago, absolutely unheard of. And so we're seeing really changes in patterns that they need to look at. I think they need to step back, and then I think they need to ask themselves the question and perhaps try to see if there are ways that this question can be researched. And the question is, are there utilizations for specific disease categories that we think might relate to work-related disability? And if that's the case, then let's study it, see if we can find data that will help us nail this down in terms of whether it's useful or not.
Sure.
And then if we have data, then we can use it.
Because Social Security has, as you indicated, you know, sometimes people challenge their initial findings, and they've got a several hundred thousand person backlog. So they've got a practical issue here as well as an issue of basic, are we getting this right when it comes to determining whether someone's disabled?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I think that's what this study, in part, was trying to establish. They did not ask us for specific recommendations, which is a little bit unusual compared to other academy committees, consensus committees, or consensus studies. But nevertheless, I think they wanted a place to start, and I think we gave them that place to start. We also provided them with a potential model for how they might look at different types of utilization or even combinations of utilizations that might help them to have a more accurate way of using utilization in terms of predicting work-related disability.
It's kind of surprising that no one had looked at that particular correlation of the hospitalization rate and whether someone's disabled earlier.
It's been sort of looked at in a scattered way, in an indirect way, but we were surprised that there were remarkably few studies that address that specific question.
And does this change any settled thinking that the panelists might have had coming into the study?
From the panel perspective, I don't think it changed our thinking at all. I think we went through a very rigorous literature review. We looked at 60,000 articles initially, trimmed those down to 700. Our committee looked at all 700. We tried to abstract from that what studies might be relevant. That was public. Those findings were published in our report. So we went through a very rigorous look at this. I think those of us who've been in this field for a long time probably thought this is such a complex area that it's going to be very difficult to find, at least in first cut, without some clear evidence that particular types of utilization actually do relate specifically to it. I don't mean just particular types. There are relationships. I'm talking about if you get to a certain level, then that means you can't work. That's the problem. Where do you put the cut point?
And I imagine this also could tie into Veterans Affairs, which also has this issue of determining disability.
It could. We did not address Veterans Affairs, and so I can't really speak to how specifically it might relate to Veterans Affairs. But, the general review that we did, I think perhaps could be used by the Veterans Administration.
If you were to think of follow-on study that could be commissioned by either department, what do you think would be worth exploring next in the area of disability determination?
Okay, so I think that some of this is already ongoing. Actually, there's an ongoing relationship between the National Academies and it's a health and medicine division of the National Academies and the Social Security Administration, specifically the Social Security Disability Administration. And so I think the next steps are going to relate to better nailing down function, and specifically function that either enables an individual to work or doesn't enable an individual to work. And obviously, that's going to vary by the type of work that individuals do. So I think this is an ongoing process, and I think it will continue. And I actually think that the Social Security Disability Administration and the academies have already begun to plot next steps.
Dan Blaser is Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry and Behavior Sciences at Duke University. Thanks so much.
Listen, you're welcome.
And he was also chairman of the Social Security Study. Find a link to that study and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.